Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight across Israel, the weather is mild with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv and clear skies over Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a pleasant evening, perfect for an evening walk. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the IDF has confirmed the death of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, involved in the October 7th attack, who succumbed to injuries from an airstrike earlier today. Also, Maariv brings news of a significant escalation by the Houthis. They launched a combined attack near Bab al-Mandab, targeting the port of Mocha with drones and ballistic missiles. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew informs us that Hadifa Khaled Suleiman Quara, a senior figure in the Khan Yunis Brigade, was eliminated from the air after working to rehabilitate Hamas in southern Gaza. Separately, Walla reports that Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Leiter, has criticized settlers over recent events in Kusra, describing them as a gang of rioters spreading destruction. And finally, I-24 News notes that a missing Israeli mother and daughter may have traveled to South America, according to recent reports. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that Fatah spokesperson Dr. Jamal Nazal believes Israeli settlers receive backing and protection from Israeli authorities. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 posted earlier today about former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen's critique of the UK's policy on Israel, revealing comments made by a former MI5 head praising Cohen's work against terrorism. David Keyes, known for his activism, wished a peaceful Shabbat from Qom in a recent post. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's recent operation. According to Ynet, Mohammed Mushtaha played a key role in the October 7th attack and was responsible for holding hostages in Gaza. His death marks a significant blow to Hamas operations in the area. This development could impact future negotiations and security dynamics. Turning to the Houthis' attack in Yemen, Maariv reports that the Houthis launched a major offensive using explosive boats and drones. This escalation threatens the stability of the region and could disrupt shipping routes through the Bab al-Mandab Strait, a vital passage for global trade. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew discusses the elimination of Hadifa Khaled Suleiman Quara. This airstrike carried out earlier today targeted a key figure involved in training and arming militants in southern Gaza. The move could weaken Hamas's capabilities in the region, impacting their operational strength. In a related development, the comments by Ambassador Leiter, reported by Walla, highlight growing tensions within Israel. His remarks about settlers in Kusra suggest internal divisions that may complicate diplomatic efforts and security cooperation with the United States. Additionally, I-24 News report on the missing mother and daughter raises concerns about their safety. Authorities are investigating leads in South America, hoping for a swift resolution to this troubling case. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business highlights the Galilee Conference 2026, where leaders discuss strategies to bolster the future of northern Israel. The event in Safed aimed to strengthen regional development and security cooperation. Separately, Katech reports that Oren Dobronsky, an Israeli entrepreneur and Shark Tank star, faces potential U.S. tax implications as he joins the Likud list. His political aspirations may require him to renounce U.S. citizenship, triggering significant tax liabilities. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals a deceptive surge in apartment sales. Despite Treasury data showing a 50% increase in purchases, the market remains stagnant with rising cancellations, reflecting underlying economic challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.